Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, and today I bring to you a detailed report on what has probe into Mahant Narendragiri's death found. A suicide note allegedly written by Mahant Narendragiri, head of the Bagambari Math in Prayagraj, who was found dead Monday, states that the seer feared that his disciple Anand Giri would morph one of his photos with a woman in an intimate position and make it viral. According to the suicide note accessed by The Print, Narendragiri, also president of the Akhil Bharatiya Akhada Parishad, tried to kill himself on 13 September but could not muster the courage. In some of the pages of the 7-page note, the date mentioned at the top is 13 September, which has been scribbled later and made 20th September. The suicide note reads, and I quote, "Mujhe pata chala ki Anand Giri computer ke madhyam se, mobile se kisi ladki ka ya mahila ka galat kaam karte hue meri photo lagakar viral kar dega. Maine socha kahan kahan safai dunga. Main badnaam ho jaunga. I found out that Anand Giri will morph my photos with a woman in an intimate position and make it viral. I thought, who all will I give an explanation to? It will tarnish my image forever." It further reads, "I was about to commit suicide on 13 September, but could not muster the courage." The note adds, "People will eventually know the truth that I never did that with any woman, but by then my image will get tarnished. I will never be able to recover from that as I hold a very prestigious position. I cannot live to see that, so I am committing suicide, and it is because of Anand Giri, Prabha Tiwari and his son Sandeep Tiwari." In the note, Giri has denied allegations that he stole money or was involved in any land scam and requested his followers to make his samadhi near a tree at the park inside the mutt where he often sat to pray. He has also said that the allegations against him had mentally disturbed him. In the note, he says, "I have not swindled any money. I have put each and every penny for the development of the mutt and the temples." Till now, the Allahabad police have arrested Anand Giri, who is being questioned. Speaking to The Print, Additional Director General Law and Order, UP Police, Prashant Kumar, said that an SIT has been formed and Anand Giri has been detained. He is being questioned and the police are confronting him with all the claims that have been made in the suicide note. Police said that the Mahant's body will be sent for a post-mortem examination on Wednesday. According to the police, from the suicide note, it appears that he was being blackmailed by Anand Giri and others, and he was not in a good mental state because of that. Anand Giri had been sacked from the Bagambari Math and the Akhada this year for allegedly being in constant touch with his family, which is against the traditions of being a sannyasi. Sources in the police told The Print that Anand Giri had also accused Narendragiri of a land fraud, among other things, but had apologized later. Narendragiri, sources had said, was annoyed by Anand Giri's activities over the past few months. On Tuesday, hundreds of prominent seer's followers had gathered at the mutt to pay respects to him. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and former Chief Minister of UP, Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav, too visited the mutt. His body was kept in a casket as crowds poured to take a last glimpse of the Mahant. Giri's disciples, who found him hanging from the ceiling fan inside his room, have told the police that he had asked for a rope last week, saying that he wanted it to dry his clothes. None of them, however, imagined that he would use the same rope to hang himself. It was around 4:30 p.m. on Monday that his disciples had broken open into his room and found him hanging. Speaking to The Print, one of the disciples said that the Mahant would retire in that room after lunch and would then come out for prayers to go to the temple. On Monday, he told them that someone was going to visit and that they should inform him when the person arrives. He also said that he would call for tea himself. The disciple also told The Print that when the Mahant did not open the door for long, they decided to start calling him. When he did not respond to calls, two of them went to knock at the door. When he did not respond to that, they had to break open the door and found him hanging. The disciples then cut the rope and got him down. The police was informed later. At the mutt, many of his followers are in denial that the Mahant could commit suicide and called it a conspiracy. Swami Harigiri, who is the Mahamantri at the Akhada Parishad, said, and I quote, I have known him for 30 years. He was such a strong person who always took the correct stand. He is not the kind who would kill himself fearing someone. Swami Ashok Maharaj seconded. He said, he never wrote letters for himself. He would dictate and his disciples would write. It's a little hard to believe that he penned down a 7-page letter and no one got to know about it. Since many of the Mahan's disciples entered the room where he allegedly hanged himself and took down his body, many fingerprints have been found strewn across the room. This has compromised the crime scene. Although the suicide note clearly mentions the motive, the police are yet to authenticate if the letter was indeed written by the Mahant or not. It has been sent for a forensic analysis. Moreover, the police have also accessed the CCTV footage from the mutt to see who all entered the mutt during that period. The police also said that there were no struggles or resistance marks on the Mahant's body, and the room also was not ransacked, apart from a drawer which was found to be on the floor. The Mahant's room was also locked from inside when his disciples had broken open the lock. The police, however, are looking at the CCTV footage to see if someone came from outside to meet him. All angles are being probed, police said. That's all we have for you right now. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news reports from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.